Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So yesterday, I finally saw Toy Story 2. I'd never seen it. I love Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, my sons had always been telling me, you know, Toy Story 2 and 3, they're going to kill you because they're sad. There's parts of it that you're just going to be like a mess. So don't watch them with anybody else around because you'll just be a colossal mess.
Well, which one is 2?
2 is the one where you meet Stinky Pete and the cowgirl, Jessie the cowgirl. And you find out that Buzz Lightyear, and Woody finds out that he was like a big TV star back in the day.
And I don't really remember that one.
Yeah. And then Toy Story 3 is when Andy goes off to college.
Okay, that one I remember.
Well, that's the next one. Yeah. Because the Disney Channel had both of them, like all 3 of them on.
Yeah, 3 is the one that my wife refuses to watch to this day because she knows that Andy goes off to college.
Right. And then there's this like really intense, you know, part of it where the toys might be going to an incinerator or something like that.
Yeah. Because whatever character, the guy who voices Frasier.
Oh, yeah. Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, Kelsey, whatever character he plays
Stinky
is like
Pete.
Really mean.
Stinky Pete turns out to be a real jerk.
He turns out
to be aptly named.
He is a total douche.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. And now Toy Story 3 is on my DVR. Well, I managed to make it through Toy Story 2 with a bunch of people at the house. And I was like, okay, well, that wasn't so bad. I was like, we could watch Toy Story 3. And they're like, no, we're not watching Toy Story 3 with you. You need to, like, take off all your makeup, get into your comfy pants.
Yes.
Get yourself a glass of wine. You're going to need it. They were like, it's definitely a Friday or Saturday night movie because you're going to need to drink afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
definitely.
Was like, oh, no, you're
or
kidding.
Or an afternoon movie when no one else is home.
Right.
And you just bawl your eyes out.
Yeah. And they were like, just take off your makeup because it's never going to last anyway. It'll be running down your face. So now I'm kind of worried about it. You know, I'm like, I keep passing it by on my DVR going, oh, man.
Yeah.
When am I going to put myself through that emotional hell, you know? So, yeah.
But I keep telling her, and I'll tell you the same thing. It's bittersweet. It has a happy ending.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good. Okay.
It does. It's all good for the toys.
Okay, good.
It really is.
Good.
It really is.
And see, I don't mind spoiler alerts because I'm still going to watch it.
Well, I'm not going to tell you the ending.
No, I know. But I mean,
I'm telling you that it does have a happy ending.
Oh, good.
Or at least one that I consider a happy ending. You may consider it bittersweet. I thought it was happy.
Okay.
But,
yes, but you're a dark void.
But I am. I am dark inside. I totally am. Absolutely.
There's nothing happening in there.
No,
I don't know if I should believe you.
There's very little happening in there. I'm telling you, very little, man.
So, yeah. So, I'm thinking maybe Friday night. Because, you know, the holidays for me are like a whirlwind. Because there's so much family stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't have a chance to, like, even take a deep breath, you know? And so, I'm thinking Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm thinking me. A bottle of wine.
Uh-huh.
Isn't there like some sort of football game on or something this weekend?
Saturday and Sunday are football playoffs.
I thought it was
NFL.
No, college.
No, that's Monday. Monday is the championship game.
Why they got to do that stuff on Monday?
Because Saturday and Sunday are the NFL playoffs.
Yeah,
that's
but
why.
Let's just take care of it all on the weekend.
No, you can't do that. Because then you can't watch, you know, you'll have to go bouncing around. And no, it's best that it's on a Monday after the NFL has had their day. Then, you know, college can have its big day.
All right. Well, then I'm guessing during the nonstop football that'll be happening this weekend.
Yeah.
That's when I'll be doing it. I've already got the perfect bottle of wine.
Do you? What makes it so perfect?
Because it's one that Darren won't drink. So it's all to myself.
Oh, there it is.
And it's like, you know, this like $40 bottle of wine that he would not appreciate anyway.
Big spender.
Well, I didn't buy it.
Oh,
okay. I got it given to me as a present.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really nice bottle of wine.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, you can sip it through the entire movie.
Sure.
And time it so that at the very end you take that last drink.
And then go take a nap.
Exactly, yeah.
Go to bed. Yeah.
You call it nap, others call it passing out, but whatever. Whatever. Mike and Trisha Mornings.
Tomato, man. Kiss FM.
So apparently there was a perv at Victoria's Secret inside Cielo Vista Mall.
An alleged perv.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Yeah. Supposedly.
Yeah.
There's a woman who's been making the media outlet rounds claiming that some dude was like recording her or attempted to record her.
Right.
I don't know which one it was. I mean, she says he was recording her. There's no evidence
right.
that any of that happened.
Right.
Or at least not the recording part. Right, because she says he had an iPhone strapped to his foot.
Yeah, it's commonly on the internet known as upskirting.
Upskirting, yes, yeah. I've heard about that.
Yeah. Where guys like take pictures up a skirt or whatever.
Right. In this case, they put a camera on their feet, one of the foots.
Yeah.
One of the foots. They put the feet under the dressing room door and then, you know, record.
Right. And she said that he was standing right next to the door and that she could see his foot underneath the door.
Here's what she told one of the television stations. This is what she told ABC 7.
I saw his left foot stuck into the dressing room underneath the door. And as I looked down, I saw that he had an iPhone flipped upside down recording me.
See, I would hope that if I saw something like that in a dressing room, and I was in it, mm-hmm. I would either have the presence of mind to bash the door open and mm-hmm. knock him senseless, or grab his foot and break his ankle and take the phone off. Dude, if you're going to be doing something like that, you better expect some violence against you.
I imagine it's very shocking. I imagine that few people can react like she did. Here's what she told K-Fox.
I literally got him and pulled him out of the dressing room, and I just started yelling like a crazy girl, like, help me, help me. He was seeing me. He was recording me.
Yeah.
So she had the presence of mind to throw something on.
Right.
You know, and then she dragged him out, you know, to where there were other customers. Here's what she told ABC 7.
At that moment, Gonzalez says she threw some clothes on and confronted the man.
Of course, he's denying it. He's apologizing to me. And I ran out of the dressing room with him dragging him and telling people to help me, yelling for help.
That's Josie Ortegon reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says that for some reason, security let him go.
No, I thought it was the mall the store employees let him go.
Here she is again on ABC 7, Josie Ortegon.
Gonzalez says other shoppers alerted store associates who then called mall security. As store associates were with the man outside the store, Gonzalez says she ran back in to grab her belongings. When she got back, the man was gone.
Yeah. See, that would infuriate me.
So I don't know why store associates let him go. Maybe they don't have any authority to keep him.
I imagine not.
I don't know how that works.
I imagine not.
Sounds to me like they didn't wait, or he didn't wait, for security to get there.
Right, right.
I know that, you know, in many instances, in many stores, like especially like convenience stores and restaurants, they tell you not to confront.
Right, exactly.
They tell you not to chase after anybody. Just hand over whatever they're asking for.
Yeah.
And in fact, we have read of various employee stories where they get fired because they confronted whomever was trying to jack them up.
Yeah, they fight back and they're like, oh, sorry, company policy is,
so, I don't know if that's the case with this.
Right.
You know, because neither the mall nor the store responded to any of the media outlets' inquiries.
Right.
So we don't know what the deal is, but I imagine it probably has something to do with policy.
Probably.
And then she said later in the report that that security did find him, but by then it was like 10 or 15 minutes later,
right.
And you know, any evidence that they may have had of him recording anything had already been deleted.
Right.
If in fact he had a chance to record anything.
Well,
it had already been deleted.
Here's the scary thing. For those of us who use our phones a lot, I mean, you can take video and email it to yourself and delete it in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
In seconds. I mean, so the scary thing for this girl is if he did get any video, just because it's deleted off your phone does not mean it's not floating around someplace else.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Yeah, that's always the possibility.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with all the places on the dark web
that
things can be uploaded to nowadays.
Yeah.
And then, you know, rendered almost, you know, where you can't even trace them anymore.
Well,
you don't even know where they came from.
Yeah, and impossible to remove from the internet.
But it's amazing, you know, as you read some of these accounts
mm-hmm.
of how many people were blaming her.
Oh, my gosh.
For what went down. And how many people were also questioning why she was even trying on underwear.
Right. Now, do we know she was trying on underwear? What was she trying on?
Oh, boy. I'm not really sure. But she does say on the interviews that I've heard that she was naked.
Okay.
So I don't know what she was trying on, but whatever she was trying on, she has been quoted as saying that she wasn't wearing anything.
Okay.
And of course, you know, that's what everybody is seizing on.
Right, right. Why are you naked in Victoria's Secret?
Right, right.
Oh, well, that's none of your business, first of all.
A lot of ooh, oogies and ew kind of comments on Facebook.
Okay. As a girl who's easily ooged.
Yeah.
There's not one article of clothing that I've ever bought that I didn't immediately take home and put in the washing machine.
Yeah.
I do not wear stuff straight from a store.
Right.
Because I'm sorry, I've seen a little kid in his armpits up to the beans in Albertsons.
I know.
I don't trust people,
yeah,
man.
I don't blame you.
I don't trust people. And so I don't know what you've been doing in those clothes. I don't know what you've been doing before you tried on those clothes.
Right.
I don't
want
to run any risks.
Yeah.
And it just grosses me out.
But do they allow that? Do stores allow that? Are you allowed to try on underwear? Like, you know,
there's a sign.
Strip all the way down and try on underwear?
No. In lingerie departments.
Because then it goes right back into the bin.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so in lingerie departments, there's generally a sign that says to the effect of, if you're going to try on intimate apparel and swimsuits, please keep your underwear on. And try it on over your underwear.
Right.
Now, in bathing suits, women know this, there's like a little strip in the crotch area that's designed for the same thing, except that it's supposed to protect you, but 17 other people have already tried on that bathing suit with that little crotch strip in there, so a lot of good that did.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's all on that crotch strip.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, police weren't called. Police say they are investigating. At least that's what they told the media outlets, but no arrests have been made.
See, and my whole thing is, see, Victoria's Secret, they're usually pretty good about making sure, because they know people want to do sexy times in their
really?
Dressing rooms.
That's a thing? It's like the Mile High Club?
A friend of mine used to work.
There's the Vicky C Club?
Yes. A friend of mine used to work at Victoria's Secret like 10, 15 years ago. And she was like, we are forever running men out of the dressing rooms with their chicks.
Uh-huh.
Because they're like, oh, let's try this on, baby. You know, kind of thing. Hey. You know.
I thought that only happened in movies.
No. It happens in real life. And she's like, man, we have to, especially during the holidays, and like Valentine's Day and things like that, they have to like, you know, position somebody right there.
Right, right.
To make sure that that kind of thing doesn't happen. Yeah. And so, and Victoria's Secret is usually pretty good about, you know, they monitor the dressing rooms. So the dressing rooms area. And so it makes me wonder how this guy got back there. Just a single dude.
Well, I don't think they're not allowed to go back.
No, it's not that. I mean, it's open. You just walk in.
Yeah.
But it just is odd that nobody saw this guy lurking, you know.
Well, supposedly, according to some of the posts that I've seen on Facebook, there is surveillance video. I haven't seen it myself, but supposedly there were comments made that there was surveillance video, or there is surveillance video,
right,
of, you know, the dude walking into the area. I don't know for sure. I'm just telling you what's on the Facebook.
Well, I would imagine most of those stores do have surveillance video because they are trying to keep you from stealing stuff.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And so...
Now, there wouldn't be any inside.
Not in the dressing rooms.
I mean, that would be illegal as well.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. It's not like the case that last summer, where perv guy was installing a camera
underneath the sink,
and that was in the Cielo Vista Mall bathroom,
right?
Not a store bathroom. It's not a case like this, you know, where he records himself installing the camera, you know, and he gets and he got caught,
right?
So,
right.
I don't know. We'll
Very
keep an
weird.
Eye on this story and see what's up. See if anything, you know, goes past the investigation. Ago, you were reading some excerpts from some book that they've written about President Trump.
Right.
It's called Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House. One of the things that is also in the book that you didn't talk about was his hairdo has finally been explained. You know, oftentimes, I know on more than one occasion, you've wondered about that thing on top of his head.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with that?
Like,
right?
How did it get that color?
Oh, why does he even do it like that?
Right.
You know, how does he even get it like that? What really is it? Is it really a chupacabra that died up on there?
I know.
I mean, what is up with that? Well, here's what the book is saying. The book says that it's a result of scalp reduction surgery, careful styling held in place by strong hairspray.
Apparently.
Probably Aquanet, and too much cheap dye. And according to that book, That is straight from Ivanka Trump, daughter Ivanka Trump.
Wow.
That she delights in telling close friends and family about her father's hair. That she loves to talk about her hair. She loves to make fun of his hair
That's
to him.
That's terrible.
And to family and friends.
That's terrible.
And he uses a whole lot of hairspray, they're saying. And, you know, that color that you wonder about?
Yes.
Like, how does he get it like that, man?
Well, not only that, but it just changes all the time. Sometimes it's, you know, super light. And sometimes it's that weird, like, sunset orange color.
Right. Well, according to the book, which, according to daughter Ivanka, it's just for men is what he uses. And according to Ivanka, the longer it's left on, the darker it gets. But sometimes a president doesn't have the time or he's impatient. And so he gets it taken out before it's time. And that's why sometimes it's lighter and sometimes it's darker.
Just for men?
Yes. And as far as scalp reduction surgery, according to the book and according to daughter Ivanka, it's a procedure in which a surgeon removes a man's bald spot and then sews the skin back together.
Oh, ouch.
You know, so that now all the hairs connect and the bald spot is gone. And I'm assuming that he combs it that far back to cover up any noticeable scars
right.
or that kind of stuff.
You know, here I guess I can understand that yes, it probably is just for men hair color, because honestly, I can't think of one professional hairdresser who would do that to somebody.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can't imagine anybody standing behind him and going, this is my work. You know?
But look, from what I understand from my wife, it takes a long time for that color thing to set in. And if he's that impatient with something like Just for Men, I don't think he would sit down long enough to have any of that stuff done, even before he had presidential duties.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know.
So now you know the secret to our president's bizarro hairdo.
Lord.
Explained. Hey, so I'm looking over the weather map. Man, the East Coast is going to get hit hard.
Dude, it's really bad.
What are they calling it? Like a snow bomb or something to that effect?
A snow cyclone, a weather bomb.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds really bad.
It's really bad. And the worst part is that, they're going to get a lot of snow and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the temperatures after that.
I know.
Because they're like, it's going to get just enough above freezing to let everything melt a little bit, and then it's going to drop right back down.
Snowbomb also sounds like something I would love to have at Dairy Queen.
Right?
Yeah.
It does.
It really does. It really does. Like, you know, like some kind of a secret blizzard kind of thing.
Yes.
Oh, it sounds really delicious, quite frankly. At any rate, as I'm looking over this, you know, national weather map, I'm seeing that, meanwhile, we're going to be buttering up to 70 degrees.
I know. What is up with that? I don't like that.
In the next couple of days, we're going to be close to 70 degrees again, if not 1 or 2 degrees over.
Oh, yeah.
In January, mid-January.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the worst part. Take a look at your yard.
Oh, I know. I have these lantanas that are half dead and half alive.
I know.
Like the front part, I guess the part that's not like, you know, covered by the roof area.
Right.
What do they call that? The eave
or
whatever? Yeah, that part's dead. And the part that's like close to the wall, they're like all,
I know. Because they've got a little bit of reflected heat and warmth and everything. Yeah, I know.
Yesterday, I even saw weeds growing.
Well, yesterday I was outside because I was sweeping off some of my neighbor's leaves that he refuses to rake up. So any little breeze and it gets dumped into my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was outside doing that. And there are little shoots of things coming up.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, man.
I know.
You know, that's the thing about living in El Paso. We don't really get really crazy weather. We might get, you know, a little bit of crazy weather, but it's not sustained.
I feel like I've been cheated, though. You know, I'm a cold weather kind of guy.
I know you are.
I really like cold weather. And I feel like I've been cheated this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nothing. We got nothing. I mean, just that little bit of snow.
Just that one day, really. It's been really like the only real cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wrong, man.
It is wrong, man. I agree. I've not had to pull out a heavy coat yet.
I don't even have a heavy coat. But I haven't had to, like, put the hoodie cap on.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it's just been, one of those kind of winters. And but usually, no, you know that we do get colder in January and February.
We do,
so,
yeah.
So, I mean, there's still, don't, you know, because I know you love to start planting really early.
I know,
I keep telling
you
not to.
I know.
So don't start getting crazy yet, because there's still a chance we could have some form of winter before, you know, March rolls around.
One of the biggest freezes we've had happened in February.
Yeah, you know,
and it was 3 or 4 days, and it was bad.
And the one and the worst we've ever had, I believe, happened in April.
Yes, we got a horrible amount of snow.
You know, it was decades ago, but still, I mean, it could happen.
It could happen.
What I'm saying, and fingers crossed that we'll get something.
Well, you know what? Even if it's not going to get, you know, crazy cold and we're not going to have snow, at least don't get us up to 70.
Well,
it's like, man.
Yeah, no, sorry. That train's already left the station.
Golly.
Because they're already predicting 70, 71. At some point, I believe it's like Tuesday or so of next week is when we're going to be around 70, 71 for 2 days in a row.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like it's going to be, you know, just a little flash in the pan or anything.
Hey, so tell me about this data breach that has affected some El Paso Electric customers.
Okay, so there's like 16,000 customers that have been notified by this place called TIO, and they're the ones that have the mobile app that you use to pay your bill.
Right, it's called Mobile Pay.
Right, and so they apparently, back in November 10th, discovered that somebody had hacked their system. And that they are thinking it's like 16,000 customers.
Well, El Paso customers.
Right.
I mean, they hacked lots and lots more.
Yeah.
But
specifically El Paso Electric customers.
Right. Right. Yeah. Because it's one of these. It's one of these companies where they, you know, they do this for more than one company.
Right.
El Paso Electric just happened to be one of its customers.
Yeah. Like, I don't use the mobile app. I use the pay by phone.
Uh-huh.
And they've got like their own, you know, third party
sure.
people, which is why when you do these. They say there's an additional $1.25 charge or whatever.
Right.
That's what they make
yeah.
off of you paying your bill through that app or over the phone. So they have stored information about everybody.
Yeah, because on these mobile apps, you have to have, like, you have to leave a credit card information
or your
debit card information or
it's
whatever.
It's there.
Whatever you're using to pay it with.
Yeah, and see, and that's why I don't like apps.
Right.
Because you do have to leave your information. You're not safe anytime.
No, you're not.
There's no such thing as safety. But for me, I just feel better about not leaving my information with someone.
Right, right.
But anyway, so these guys found out about it on November 10th. Now, here's my whole thing. This is the timeline. 17 days later is when they notified El Paso Electric.
Uh-huh.
And then on the 23rd of December, so a clear month and a half, they've known about it for 6 weeks. That's when they start notifying El Paso Electric customers.
Mm.
Now, see, I'm blaming the TIO people and EPE.
Yeah. This happens a lot, though.
I know, but it bugs me.
As we learned from the Equifax breach.
Yes.
You know, where they
months and months could go by.
Yeah, in their case, it was like over a year before they informed anyone that something had happened.
Sure, but by that time, so much damage could have been done.
Right.
So why the heck do you send letters out on the 23rd of December?
Right.
And that's the other thing. Look, I'm busy on the 23rd of December. I get a letter like that.
Right.
There's a huge chance I see TIO Systems or whatever it is that they're called.
Sure.
And I'm going, I don't know who you are. Toss.
Yeah, you either toss it out or you toss it aside to read some other time when you have more time.
Right, exactly. And so my whole thing is this should have come out at the very latest, the 17th, when EPE got the information.
Yeah.
Why didn't EPE send out these letters? The people sent out these letters.
Right, they did, but El Paso Electric did enclose a letter of their own in that.
On the 23rd.
Right, right, yes.
So what they should have done on the 17th, when they got notified, they should have, the 18th, they should have been telling the media, look, there's a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the mobile app itself was rendered not workable after all that went down.
Okay.
So you weren't able to use it once TIO found out that there could have been some kind of a data breach.
Right. By that time, they've already got the info, though.
But whatever they had stored before was already taken.
Yeah.
Or could have been taken.
It was vulnerable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
But see,
so
that's my whole thing. EPE found out about it on the 17th of November.
Oh, I know. It happens all the time, man. And I don't know why there's, you know, you don't have any lawmakers. Because we're all gone to where we hardly ever use cash anymore.
Yeah, yeah, or write a check.
So why I don't know why they haven't, you know, why we don't have more laws, which is why yesterday when we were talking about this new law that went into effect a few days ago, where now they can ask you for your ID.
Yes.
You know, and if you don't show them any ID, they don't have to let you do the transaction.
Right. They can turn you down.
It's a Texas state law mm-hmm. now. I don't know why people don't do that more often or all the time.
Yeah.
When somebody uses a credit card or a debit card.
Yeah.
Because they're so easy to use.
Oh, it's just ridiculously easy. And then you've got apps like this. Like, I've got the Starbucks app on my phone. And what I do is I don't leave my credit card information. I leave my I buy like one of the little card, like a gift card,
yeah,
and
like,
you can use those.
Like the vanilla card or the Starbucks card
or the
itself.
Starbucks card. And
got
so
it.
You can do that and just load as much money as you want off of that card, and they don't have your information.
Well, if you've used mobile pay in the past and you're wondering, hey, maybe I didn't get the letter or maybe I tossed
or
out
maybe
the
I
letter.
Maybe I tossed it, yeah.
Just go to KissElPaso.com and you can read up on the steps that you mm-hmm. should take to be sure that, you know, if some of the information of yours was taken, what you can do about it. It's on KissElPaso.com. Also, if you follow Kiss El Paso on Facebook, check your wall. Kiss FM. A website looked into some of the Google stuff that's been going on, and they looked into what each state Googled most in 2017.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Pick a state, any state, and if I know what it looks like, I can tell you what they Googled.
Nevada.
Nevada Googled Selena Gomez kidney transplant.
Really?
That was the most Googled search engine thing that they did in the state of Nevada in 2017.
How about Florida?
Florida, 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 Googled Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, well, you know, the hurricanes.
Right.
How about New Mexico?
New Mexico. The number one search in New Mexico was the Samsung Galaxy S.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, because they don't explain
why. Okay, how about Texas?
Being Googled. Here in Texas, the number one Google in 2017 was bathroom bill.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You remember our governor was like all against it or for it. I don't remember.
He was against it.
Was against a bathroom bill or was he for a bathroom bill? At any rate, that's probably why people were Googling.
Right,
they were
exactly.
Like, is the governor for or against the Texas bathroom bill?
Oh my goodness. How about California?
California. The number one Google search in 2017 in California was Colin Kaepernick collusion.
Collusion?
Yeah. You remember when he filed a lawsuit and he said the NFL colluded to keep him out of football?
That's right.
Right. That all the owners got together and
said we're not hiring Colin.
This guy is trouble.
Right.
Keep him away from the NFL.
They dropped the black ball into
that's
the bowl.
Right. They, it's not about color. But that's why it was Googled the most.
Huh.
Oregon? Is it Oregon? Is that or is it Washington State? Which one is like way on top there bordering Canada? Is it Washington State?
Probably, sure. We'll go with that.
They were all into the unicorn frappuccino.
Oh, Lord.
You remember that?
I do.
Remember the unicorn
that
frappuccino?
That thing was horrible.
It was horribly sweet.
Oh, it was yucko-bucko.
Yeah, it was horrible.
But the dragon one was good. Remember we had that one?
Is that the one that we had?
We did.
We did the dragon, but not the unicorn.
Emily did the unicorn.
Okay.
Remember she came in with it, and we were like, what?
All right.
And then the dragon one came out, and we got one from the Starbucks on Airway.
Yeah. Alaska was all into Covfefe last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because that's all the Sarah Palin place.
They were either you know, Googling Covfefe or they have really big, fat, cold fingers and they weren't able to hit any vowels or anything like that. And it just came out looking like the word Covfefe. It was a major coincidence. I don't know. Yeah, there's Bill Paxton in Oklahoma. Was he from Oklahoma? Is that why that was the number one
Possibly.
Search in Oklahoma?
Huh. Well, he was in that movie, Tornado.
He was in Twister.
Twister.
Tornado.
Sorry. Shut up. I saw it once, and there might have been adult beverages
tornado.
Involved.
I love that. Okay. All right. We look for some really interesting things, don't we?
Right.
Don't we? Don't look at mine, though, please.
The Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah.
A whole state?
Well, that was the number one search
But
New
that's
a,
that's like the majority of the people in
I'm
that state.
I'm not really sure what that, because that wasn't the Note is the one that caught on fire, right?
I think so.
And was that last year or was that the year before?
No, it was early last year.
Everything just kind of melts into one big long year.
Yeah. Kiss
FM. That traffic accident that took up most of yesterday morning, if you recall, it was on Trans Mountain.
Right.
Turns out that it was a road rage incident. Apparently, a couple of guys had, I don't know, because they really don't know yet the story. They really don't know exactly, or they haven't reported why or what these two guys were arguing about. But it turned out it was some kind of a road rage incident where the cars stopped in the middle of the road on one of the lanes, got out of their cars, and started harassing each other.
Right.
And when that was happening, another car, a car that was, you know, just go on its way somewhere, but because this was 5:30 in the morning and it was still relatively dark, rear-ended one of the cars. And one of the passengers in that car is the person who ended up dying because of the injuries that, that resulted from that.
Right.
And it was a this totally, absolutely, as most of these kind of things are, senseless.
Completely.
But I mean, you did some looking into this.
Yeah.
And if this ever happens, because especially nowadays with all this construction and the traffic has just gotten horrible over the last few years.
And TxDOT told us that the first 3 months of this year, it's going to be worse than it was last year.
Yeah. I, again, we don't know what these two were, you know, hassling each other about. But, you know, road rage incidents are becoming way more common around here. You looked into this. What is it the experts say if you're ever in a situation where there's some kind of rage going on?
Okay, they say, first of all, don't make eye contact, because once you let that person know that you're aware of what they're, you know, that they're trying to engage you, that it just makes it worse. It's kind of like that whole don't look a gorilla in the eye thing, because it just makes them more angry.
Right, right.
Okay, so they say don't make eye contact. They also say if the person is trying to, like, you know, get to your car, or, you know, or trying to, like, you know, swerve into your car or whatever, or they've gotten out of their car, you need to get to someplace that's really highly populated or to the nearest fire station or police station.
Right.
And they're like, honk on your horn or whatever, or call 911.
Right.
And then the third thing they say is never roll down your window, because that gives them access to you.
Right.
If they get out. Because a lot of times what happens is you're in a road rage incident and you have to stop eventually.
Yeah.
You know? Right. And they're like, do not roll down your window.
I was in a situation a few years back where the dude, like, blocked me. Like, drove in front of me, you know, to try to force me to stop.
Right.
I was lucky enough at that time that he did that right about where it was a four-way. So I was able to, you know, go to the right and get away from this person.
Yeah. And they're also, the experts also say that your best bet is to just calm your own self down.
Right.
Because you, if you've like accidentally cut somebody off, or you did it on purpose, you know, whatever it is that you did, no matter what, if that other person is trying to engage you, you're the one that needs to ramp it back. Because again, you don't know what that other person is capable of or what they're carrying. Kiss FM.
Hey, so Billboard put out a list of the 16 best ad-libs in modern hip-hop. You know the ones I'm talking about? A lot of these rappers do it. You know, they'll do like whatever a catchphrase of theirs is.
Oh,
Or they'll make some kind of a noise between verses.
Like, dale.
And stuff like that.
Noise.
Exactly. Exactly. So I thought it would be fun to go over this list.
Okay.
Or at least some of what's on this list. And I thought it would be great to have Trisha do them.
Oh, my God.
Because she is like the least hippest hip hopper there is.
Right.
So I thought that, you know, I read to you who the person is, and then you interpret the phrase.
Okay.
Okay, so on the list is Rick Ross and his famous saying, which goes like this. DJ Khaled and his famous phrase, which goes like this.
We're the best.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like.
Is it?
Yes. We're the best. Yeah, it sounds like him. All right, what about Jadakiss?
Ha ha.
Wow, you're bad at this.
I don't know these people. Okay.
He mocks you in every one of his songs. He's like, ha ha. Oh, you gotta be able to do Jeezy's. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, Yeez. Do it, Yeez. Do it. Yeah. What about designer with two eyes?
Draw.
Big Sean, here's his catchphrase.
Oh, God.
I don't think that's how he says it. I don't think that's how it goes. Try it again.
Oh, God.
And finally, 2 Chainz. You know, he's always shouting his name. How would he do that? Let me hear your interpretation.
Okay. 2 Chainz.
You really are really bad at this. Horrible at this, girlfriend.
Why do you spring this stuff on me? At least I could have Googled it.
Oh, then it wouldn't be any fun.
I could have YouTubed it.
It wouldn't have been any fun now, would it? Okay, here's a montage of some of the ones that you just heard Trisha do.
Okay.
What happened to that boy?
DJ Khaled. We the best music.
There's a lot of people who say they're the best and they're not the best. See, I say we the best.
Oh, God.
2 Chainz.
Bow, 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 bow. You weren't even close.
Wow.
You weren't even close. Especially not with.
I'm reading what you wrote. Lord.
Okay, let's not do this ever again.
You've been listening to Mike and Trisha Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.